Stockholm Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Dr. Henderson Carter, Senior Lecturer in History in the Department of History and Philosophy, the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On November 1, 1979, a new terminal at the Grantley Adams International Airport opened to much pomp and fanfare. Among those in attendance were Prime Minister of Barbados, JMGM Tom Adams, Governor General Sir Dighton Ward, Chief Justice Sir William Douglas, members of Parliament, and local and foreign dignitaries. Renamed after Sir Grantley Herbert Adams, the island's first premier and the only prime minister of the West Indies Federation, the airport's terminal was constructed at the cost of Barbados' $28 million. With the growing importance of the tourism industry, the old Sewell Terminal, built in 1956, quickly became obsolete as long queues confronted arriving passengers. Construction of the new terminal started in January 1977. And on opening, the terminal boasted more space for passenger services. In addition, a runway extension provided for better accommodation for the large jumbo jets and the supersonic Concorde. The significance of its opening rivaled that of the island's Deepwater Harbor 18 years earlier. In the years which followed, countless visitors, heads of state, and world leaders would arrive and depart from the Grantley Adams Airport, a place of homecoming and a base from which a military invasion would be launched. Its opening on November 1, 1979 remains one of the most important occasions in the nation's history.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.